Yeah.
How did Eric Wright look to you his first day back?
He did some things. Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good. No problems.
Talk a little bit about Rondé Barber, and we think he's going to be in the Pro Bowl. We don't know for sure, but we're working ahead. Tell us, when you first got here and you had to start looking at him, what were your impressions? You certainly heard about him, I know, but when you started thinking about, you know, I want this guy on this team, he's going to play safety, what was your thought process? Where did you think he was as a player? How much did he have left? How impressed are you with the way he's played this year?
Well, I had a history with Rondé because of coaching against him and then coming up here to visit, so I was well aware of the kind of player he was and is. When there's a position change, then you never know, right? That's the unknown. But my hunch would be that he's such an instinctual, good football player, and he has so much experience that he would be able to make the jump if anybody could. And there's been several guys toward the end of their career made that shift from corner to safety. So it didn't surprise me that he could do it, and I think he's done it very well. And I'm grateful that he's on our football team, especially in my first year as head coach. He's been a big help to me.
Back for next year?
It's all up to him. It really is. You know, would I like to? Sure, but that's up to him. And I haven't even gone there because I know how much he is similar to me in the preparation. He just takes every game as an independent event and he busts his tail to get ready for it. I even hate to entertain that whole conversation line. So I haven't, and neither is he. And that's kind of the way we both operate. But I'm sure after he gets away a little bit and thinks through it all. We'll all come to what's best, because all we want is what's best for him. I mean, he's the fabric of this organization.
But he's played well enough at that spot for you to say, hey, he's got something left in the tank and that we can make use of.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, any team could use a guy with that kind of experience. And, you know, it's going to be more about everybody looking forward what's best. Yeah. And that's really what – now's not the time to do that. You know, that's when you step away from it for a while.
How frustrating has it been for you that your guys have done such a great job of creating the third and sevens, you know, shutting down the run and then creating those kind of opportunistic situations and then not being able to capitalize on it as much as you want them to, some failed third downs. You said earlier in the year you guys were playing a pretty stout third down defense. What's been happening in the nickel and dime packages?
Well, again, there's never one thing, you know, but that's you know, if we knew, it would be fixed. Sometimes you can't fix it immediately. Sometimes it takes time. Time because you have to do something different. Time because you have to get someone different. Is all reasons. Time because you just need to get better. So at times it's been frustrating. At times we've done very well. So, you know, it's not where we can't. Excuse me. It's just where we haven't sometimes.
Greg, obviously the priority is to win this game and go out, you know, with a victory. But do you ever look at the individual performances of some of the players? There's guys that can achieve, you know, some pretty good marks here with Vincent Jackson, maybe the receiving record here, Mike Williams, 1,000 yards, Michael Bennett, you know, 10 sacks on a season. Does that play into anything? Do you keep an eye on that stuff during a game like this?
My experience has been that takes care of itself. My focus as the head coach is to win games. And some might question how good I've been doing that lately, but that is my focus. If we're in a game, I always have people that make me aware of stuff. Hey, Vince needs one more catch to break it, or Vince needs 10 more yards to break it. Certainly I'm not opposed to trying to get that done if it can be done within the confines of winning the football game. So over my years as a head coach, I've had guys that, you know, whether it's a rushing title or a whatever it is, you try to get them. Try to get them, if it falls within, never at the cost of, though.
Is there anything that stands out to you this year of those guys that can achieve some high marks that you're really impressed with, whether it's, you know, your rookies Lavonte David or Doug Martin, but just some of the numbers they've posted?
I think it's very impressive. I mean, you go right down the list, you know, started with the first fella you mentioned, Vincent Jackson. I mean, having a big year, you know, yards per catch, the whole deal, exactly what we thought we were going to get. You know, what's not in those numbers is his leadership, his work ethic, the example he sets. You know, you go to a guy like Lavonte David, you know, has put up tremendous numbers, you know, in doing everything that he does. You know, the base Mike linebacker, the base Will linebacker, the nickel money, and then the dime Mike. I mean, essentially three different positions, calling the defense in all three packages. I mean, I think he's done a really good job. Very excited about him. Doug Martin, same thing. I think someone was telling me Doug's like second, or I think he's third in the National Football League in total yards from scrimmage. If that's accurate, I'm not sure, but someone told me that. So, you know, you look at a rookie to do that. You look at anybody to do that, right? But a rookie to do that. So there's a lot of things that you I know I lose sight of, because the only thing that really is important to me is winning these games, right? But when I do step away and look at some of the individual efforts, it's encouraging, to say the least.
What's your feeling about Eric Wright before and after his suspension? You haven't won a game since he was suspended. He's clearly a key player, was a key player at corner, or a position that you had to play some inexperienced guys. Do you have a better understanding of why this happened, whether anything like this would happen again going forward with him? I mean, has anything changed, or just what's your general feeling about what just took place with his suspension?
You never really know. I mean, some people can say they do. How do you know? I didn't know it was coming. So how am I going to know? You know, how do I know it'll happen again or won't happen again? I don't. We've talked, and I feel good about what we've talked about, and that's all you really can do, right, is even before the fact, continue to educate the team about, you know, because I'm not convinced that, you know, all these guys that have been positive Adderall tests were, like, you know, using Adderall. You know, I think some of it, obviously they did because they tested positive, but I'm not sure there's an issue with all of them. But that doesn't matter. The rule is the rule. So we got to make sure as an organization that we just keep educating our players. And, you know, you can't control the choices they make, but you can control the amount of information they have to make those choices. And that's really, you know, my whole career, that's kind of been what I've done, whether it was college kids or now here professional people.
Greg, your offensive line seemed to weather a lot of the early injuries, obviously. Played well, the running game's good, protection good. The last few weeks, what do you think has been the level of execution and just performance on that offensive line? Has that tailed off at all?
You know, certainly the results would lend that maybe they have, right? Whether it's rushing yardage or it's sacks given up. I think there's a lot of things that go into that equation. Some of it can be the opponent, you know, and when you look at some of the defenses, maybe they were just better than the guys that we had played better against. But I do think it's taken its toll, not only, you know, guys who have stepped up, but then guys who have stepped up have been playing with pain, you know, and that has a long-term toll. But, you know, again, that's life. That's the NFL. So either overcome it or lose, you know, and you know, I'm not saying it's one position group, but each group, each guy, each coach, you know, you got to find a way. That's what this league's about. So we got to do a better job of that this week and hopefully end this thing with a victory. Okay, guys, thanks.